The police minister, Becky Cele, yesterday apologising in the National Assembly for the now more than 200,000 outstanding DNA result backlogs in the Forensic Science Laboratory Services. This has been going on for far too long. Cele making the apology during a debate sponsored by the DA on the crisis of DNA results. The outstanding DNA results standing at 172,000 in February, dating as far back as April 2019. Have a listen to what Becky Cele has been saying about these backlogs.
As the ministry and management of the police will agree that it has been a nightmare, the main question is then why and how we came about this situation, which maybe is not much of the time to explain that. I think it's important to explain how we're going to get out of it, having acknowledged the problem, having apologized to the nation, especially the victims of this shortcoming, especially the women, the children, and the families of those that have lost the loved ones through murder and all that. So we have taken up the corrective measure, and I believe, and we believe, that we are on the way of correcting it, Ayanda.
Becky Cele there saying that he is sorry on Newsroom Africa a bit earlier about the fact that there are these backlogs in the Forensic Science Laboratory. EFF MP Naledi Cherwa has been quite outspoken and challenging the police minister about this yesterday. Joining us now, Naledi, thank you very much for your time today. This apology, is it enough?
I'm fortunate. Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me today, and greetings to all your listeners. And EFF ground forces across the diaspora. It is, sadly, it does not suffice for the kind of tragedy that so many women, so many children, who make up 40% of rape cases in South Africa, so many LGBTQI persons who've been subjected to gruesome crimes and anxiety and fear for their lives. We've spoken at length about how it is being a woman in South Africa, living daily. Just a small thing of going to the parking lot becomes a very harrowing experience. And that a minister of police, 2 years later, or actually 2 decades later, comes to give us an apology when so many crimes have still not been resolved. And part and parcel of that apology is the admittance that one of the people or one of the culprits that they found was matched to 60 rapes, and that they are hoping that he will match 100 more. That is a gruesome admittance followed by an apology, because then, in essence, you are saying that you failed to stop the 99 rapes from happening because of the insistence to not prioritize DNA rape kits testing and processing of those DNAs when the state has the capacity and can build the capacity towards that. So sadly, an apology does not suffice. And that is why we keep on calling for the executive to be held accountable, because women, gay people, and children cannot take their apologies to school, cannot take their apologies to tuck shops when they go by and bump into their rapists. We cannot live our lives fearlessly because they didn't apologize. It does not suffice as justice for all the rape victims in the country who are waiting for their chance to appear and get justice. That they are given an apology is even an insult to the kind of trauma, especially noting that South Africa is one of the countries with the highest rape statistics in the world. That a minister then comes and apologizes certainly does not suffice as enough.
The minister has outlined several measures put in place to address these backlogs. He says, this includes procuring and allocating more money for consumables, developing a track and trace system of specimens, hiring more personnel, making provision for overtime work. So he's making these promises. But what you're saying fundamentally is, on a very practical level, people are still seeing their attackers out there on the streets because they are not being convicted because of this backlog.
Absolutely. And not just in the streets, even in their homes. There's majority of these rape cases and gender-based violence cases happen in people's homes. So it's not even a matter of bumping into a rapist in the street alone, which is also very gruesome. But the fact that people still live with their perpetrators in their homes, and also even the innovative measures that they are mentioning, are also not enough. I mean, we've been recommending year in and year out as the EFF that they must process fingerprints and rape DNA. They must create a standard procedure to process AMA fingerprints and rape DNA database to vet each and every public servant existing currently and those are being absorbed by the system. Because for all we know, which is what we also said even yesterday, that some of these rape kits will point us right in that House of Parliament. It will point us in our legislatures, in our municipalities and councils. It will point us in Home Affairs branches across the country, in police stations, the very same police who also have to take accountability for the fact that some of these issues that suffice are actually because of their actions or lack of actions, of taking evidence, of processing evidence, of sending them to the forensic laboratory services. And even you find that even some of those rape cases or rape DNA kits will even point us to the very same forensic science laboratory. So the instances to drag and to only give victims an apology cannot suffice, and we must not allow it to suffice, because it is not justice. We do not survive on apologies from ministers.
Naledi Chirwa, we have to leave it there, unfortunately. EFF MP responding there to the police minister, Becky Cele's apology. Is an apology enough? We know this has been going on for so long, this forensic science laboratory services backlog. What do you think? What is your response to that?